Hello, it's Tuesday, October 18th, and you're listening to Wing TV and MP3. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We just got done a little bit ago recording an interview with Frank Whalen down there on RBN. The name of his show is Frankly Speaking, and he's one of the best out there, isn't he?
Oh, he's incredible. I'm doing his show. It's always a blast. It's always great to be able to talk to Frank. His website is franklyspeakingradio.com, and his archives can be found on rbnlive.com.
And, you know, we were saying during this interview that on Wing TV, anyone that watches or listens to our show knows that Lisa and I have very strong opinions about many things in life. And if we don't like something, we bring it to your attention. But in the same breath, if we like something, we do the same thing.
Right.
And Frank's one of the best out there. And not only is he good as a host, and as he calls his show, it's the fastest 4 hours in radio, but his listeners are also fantastic. They're always lively, informed. And I like that aspect of it as much as anything else.
Yeah. A lot of his listeners happen to be other radio show hosts who bring forth a lot of the same issues and others that are talked about in all of these political and conspiracy circles. So we'd like to thank Sam and Trish Britton from the Information Corner, too, and Bill Brumbaugh of Proactive News for coming on there and expressing their views, too.
And, you know, Bill Brumbaugh, he's been moving around lately. He's had some troubles lately, but when I do the daily news updates for the Wing TV homepage, I always tap into some of the news that Bill's sending around, because he has not only some of the best, but also some of the most obscure news that isn't just the same old stuff that you see all over the place. So a lot of credit has to go to him and people like him that are putting this information out for us.
We can't thank them enough for being out there, because we need more independent voices talking about these different issues everywhere.
Right. And when people ask me, like, say, out in daily life, when they ask me, where should we get alternative news? If you're so critical of the mainstream, which we are, they say, then where should we go to get this information? And I tell them, if you go to the Wing TV homepage, right up at the top, there's a link that goes to the Radio A-List. These are the best out there, aren't they?
Right. And we're always keeping our eye on what these people are doing. Every once in a while, we have to revise the list. But generally speaking, I'd say that list is a pretty good start.
Yeah, and these are the shows that we like to tune into. And, you know, they're not the kind of hosts that just sit there. We were listening to someone a couple weeks ago. Remember that, Lisa? And they started their show off by not only reading one article, but two articles in a row, verbatim. And one of them was from George Will. I mean, not only is this guy boring to read, but to sit there and have to listen to somebody reading his article, it just boggled our minds. And, you know, that's one thing we try not to do on our show, is just sit there and read articles.
Too much reading kind of makes you wonder why these people can't just come out there and talk to you.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we want to do, is come out there and tell you what's on our minds. And to sit there and read or listen to someone reading George Will, it was just atrocious,
well,
beyond words.
Well, first of all, they're presuming that you don't have the ability to read for yourself, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what our Wing TV updates are for, is we're putting those, we put about 4, 8, 12, 16 articles a day out there, which we think is a good cross-section of world news, national news, offbeat news, and some essays, commentaries. And this is what, you know, we don't have time to cover on our daily show, so we're putting them out there so people can go and expand upon what we're talking about on this show.
Right, and we certainly hope that you do. We also got to watch an incredible movie last night that we want to tell you about. Many of you have probably seen it already. It's called Equilibrium. I guess it came out 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, and actually Frank Whalen was the one that turned us on to it, because Monday night is kind of our regular movie night. And we always try to find the best movie of the week. And so he said, get this movie called Equilibrium. It stars Christian Bale, who he was in a movie called American Psycho, which was pretty intense, and also a little obscure movie that just came out this year, I believe, called The Machinist.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie, that one's not for everyone's taste. But what it revolved around was this guy that hadn't slept in 2 years.
It ends up being because his conscience was haunting him.
Yeah. And so he got down to about 120 pounds. He wasn't eating correctly. There was this massive paranoia going through his mind. And it's a bizarre movie. And like I said, it's not everyone's cup of tea. But this movie, Equilibrium, that we saw last night is anybody that likes Wing TV and anyone that's interested in what's happening in the world would be very interested in this. So what's the basic premise of it?
Well, basically, it's, I guess, America in the future. And the future society had no highs or lows as far as emotion. It was a numb society. Things like love, art, music, books, anything that would trigger a high or a low in emotion in people or inspire or motivate them or cause them to hate or seek war was eradicated.
And see, you could see or you could tell which dystopian movies this movie paid homage to. There's Brave New World, of course. Gattaca.
The Matrix.
The Matrix. 1984. And in Orwell's 1984, they had something called thought crimes. Well, in this movie last night, they had something called sense crimes.
Yeah.
So they were kind of evolving beyond Orwell, where Orwell was saying that the tyrannists don't want thoughts of the mind. But this guy last night was saying that the real thing that the globalists don't want is for us to feel.
Right, so they had erased all feeling, and anyone found guilty of feeling of a sense crime was executed.
That's right. And when we say that they were trying to wipe out sense or emotion or whatever, what we really mean is that they couldn't do it naturally. They had to give everybody a drug that they injected, I guess, into their carotid artery?
Their
jugular. And if people were out of equilibrium, meaning that they started to feel things or have emotions, they'd have to go back to this big monolithic building.
But the only way to be out of equilibrium was to not get a dose of this medicine. And it really parallels what's going on in America today, because antidepressants do the same thing.
Yeah.
They keep people from feeling the highs or lows of their emotions. And so it promotes this uniformity, this flat line.
That's right. That's right. And see, when I was a kid going to school, there was only like one or two kids in the neighborhood or the school that would be on medication.
Mm-hmm.
And these were the ones that were out of control, climbing the walls. I mean, you could tell they were just hyperactive or psychotic, whatever. So there are only one or two. Nowadays, it seems like they're starting earlier and earlier dosing these kids with lithium or Prozac or whatever other cocktail of drugs they want to feed to them so that they flatline their emotions and they become this good little cog in the wheel.
Well, they want to dull and dim your emotions and your perceptions and your ability to think very clearly and spontaneously. And one good point that was brought up after this movie by the director, when we watched the director cut, was if they're trying to dictate who we can hate or who we can't hate, that seems to be the very beginnings of them trying to dictate who we can love.
That's right. Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he works at a Valvoline station, also goes to school here at Penn State, and he was telling me how he was one semester away from graduation, and he wanted to get a degree in teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what do you want to do when you're out there? And he says, I want to change the world. I want to change the way education is presented in this country. I said, well, the first thing you have to do is get the government out of education.
Right.
And he agreed completely, but then I could tell there was something wrong. So I was like, well, what's wrong? And we started talking a little bit, and I guess in his last semester, he had to write his final big term paper. And he wanted to do it on the McDonaldization of education in relation to Marxism. And so he was saying that what education is doing is just pretty much turning kids into this McDonald's mentality where it's the sameness all through everyone and they become cogs in a wheel. Well, they ended up flunking him on this paper and he couldn't graduate because this was so in opposition to what education in this country is presenting them.
Well, because education in this country today is really a dumbing down and a dulling of perception.
Yeah.
And reality.
And we have a book on that we offer on the Wing TV bookstore by, what's his name, Gaddy or whatever. He was nominated for the New York State Teacher of the Year. This was a few years back.
Oh, the Dumbing Down of America.
Dumbing Down of America. And when he went up and gave his speech before receiving this award, he just lambasted the educators. And the beginning part of this book is taken from his speech. And it's amazing because he just pinpoints how education has been so distorted in this country.
Right. You know, and if it ever does come to a society where we're not allowed to, or it's illegal to express and experience highs and lows of our emotions, then we are essentially losing the essence of who we are, our very souls.
Yeah, and Lisa said during the movie last night, and when we watch movies, we turn all the lights out, we have a couple candles, and it's like we try to make it an experience so we can really get into it. And at one point she said, if I had to live this way, meaning with no emotions or no feelings, she said it'd be better off to be dead, because that's what makes us human, that's what makes us alive.
Right, and people were, had anyone who didn't dose had to hide the fact if they had a reaction to something.
Yeah.
So these people were just walking around with stone faces and vacant eyes. And when a person didn't take a dose of this medicine, this chemical that kept them from feeling, it was very impossible to keep from feeling and expressing reaction.
Well, their humanity came back again. And what they did was they were turning the kids, the children, into little narcos, into this snitch culture. And if you notice just the photography of the movie, there were no colors. It was all this blandness, a grayness.
The people who were dosed were shot in a gray light.
Yeah.
So they were devoid of feeling, of the thing that makes them alive. And the people who were not dosed with this chemical were in full color.
Yeah, and they were in what was called the underground.
Yeah, it was very symbolic.
Yeah, so what they lived in was, you had this world above ground, where everything was gray or brown, very drab, no colors. Then the people, the rebels that lived underground, they had these rooms that had paintings and flowers, and it was just like all technicolor, and it showed that these were the people that were still alive. The colors represented their emotions.
Right, and the fact that their souls were free. And we were wondering what the world would be like, really, if we had to live that way. And we said we'd definitely be part of the underground.
Oh, of course.
I think what we do on Wing TV and what a lot of these people out here in the political and truth and patriot movements are doing, we represent the underground. And I guess what Victor and I have always been working toward is not being an underground, merging with above ground forces instead of just having two separate worlds.
Or trying to replace what's out there
accepted
as the mainstream media. And, you know, I read last week that the average age right now of a daily newspaper reader is 55 years old. 55. So what does the saying is that the younger generation isn't buying newspapers anymore, that newspapers are becoming a thing of the past, and it shows that the kids nowadays, of course, they have other outlets. They have, you know, news on television, news on the internet, but the lies.
Well, if you notice, the mainstream doesn't encourage a lot of reading.
Oh.
They don't encourage a lot of reading, so I don't think there are as many people that actually do read today as there used to be. And so when I said our ultimate goal here is to not only merge with the mainstream, but to completely revamp it, because it's all lies and propaganda and conditioning.
Yeah, and it's like organized religion. If you go into any church, they don't tell you, or they don't encourage you to read the Bible. What they're saying is that they want to control your minds themselves.
Well, it's more of this, listen to me tell you what you should be thinking.
Yeah. And if anyone reads the Bible, especially the four Gospels, they realize how readily Jesus railed against organized religion, how phony they were, their pomp and circumstances, their materialism. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, why didn't Jesus rail against the Romans? They were the ultimate power structure back in that time. But the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were more immediate. They were right up there. And when we talk, when we speak out about the alternative media, the phonies there, we do so because they're so immediate. They're the ones that we all listen to every day. And the ones that are phony, we're going to point out, just like Jesus pointed out the Pharisees and the Sadducees and so forth.
Yeah, many of you out there have turned away from mainstream media, and that's a good thing. But beware of turning toward the same thing in the alternative media, because all you're doing is switching one master for another, one icon for another, one one form of repression for another.
Yeah, and we could tell from Frank Whalen's listeners, even before we came on today, is that they don't want to hear from their alternative sources one long extended infomercial where the host is just saying, buy my products, buy my this, buy this, buy this, buy this. They also don't want to be hit over the head with fear, and that's what we're trying to show people, is that if they're lying to you, if they're giving you all this sensationalism, or if they're trying to make you fearful, they don't respect you as people. They're saying, you don't have enough sense to think on your own, so just let us do your thinking for you. And what we're saying is, we respect all of you. We know that if we all put our minds together and freed our minds, we could beat the people in
right.
control.
Be wary of the people who have made a very popular cottage industry out of talking about the New World Order and the deceptions and illusions that are occurring in this country and around the world, because it's a racket. And as it was told to me by a journalist who writes for Rents, the racket is called OPM. OPM stands for Other People's Money. And this journalist actually went so far as to tell me that that's what Victor and I should be doing. Instead of working regular jobs, we should get our own racket and live off of OPM, other people's money. And I was so disgusted and appalled by what this man had to say, I basically don't have anything to do with him anymore.
Yeah. Now, think about that. He's telling us, don't go out there and try to make an honest living. Don't go work to make a living to support yourselves. Instead, sucker people into sending you their money so you can live off their money. This is what they're telling us. And this guy writes, he writes for Jeff Rentz, and he's telling us, don't go out and work for a living. Is that what you think that people in the alternative media should do, is just be a vampire to suck your money out? We can't understand it.
No, we can't, and we refuse to do that.
Right. So, anyway, that's some of the things that are being told to us, and we just won't go with that flow. But we want to get back before we close the show today and say that people like Frank Whalen, also Visigoth, Alex Merklinger, whose show we do, Sam and Trish Britton down there, and so many more on this A-list.
Bill Brumbaugh.
Yeah, these are the hopes that we still have for the future, the ones that can lead us out there. And if you notice, they have a different style and technique than the sensationalists, than the money grubbers, than the fear mongers. And it's like, Lisa and I talk about this. We say that some people seem to be addicted to fear. Like, they want to be afraid.
And you know what the fear does? It suppresses the good things
that
you're able to experience, because you're so focused on this controlling fear and danger themes and paranoia that you're not able to experience the good things that are still going on in life. And there are a lot of good things still going on.
You know, and I'm glad you mentioned that. And also Frank broached that topic today on his show, is that we like life. I mean, like, when we come out here and do this show, we enjoy life. And when we're off the show, we like life. But we hear some of these hosts, and it seems like they're so depressed. They're so hateful, not only of America, but it seems like they hate life, that there's no enjoyment there, that it's just this grayness to them, kind of like that movie Equilibrium last night.
Yeah, the news is grim and black, and it looks bleak, but our lives, we have to have a lot of hope, because there are still good things going on in life, and we can still experience a lot of the goodness in life, and there is a lot of goodness out there.
Yeah, and anyone that's ever seen us off this show knows that we're laughing and goofing around, and we're
anything but low-key.
Yeah, anything but. And, you know, we just don't see life as being some kind of oppressive, just think that
it doesn't have to be a tragedy.
Right. So when you're out there going through your lives, there is still hope for the future. These people that are addicted to thinking there's a police state, there's so much in this mind frame that they can't get out of it. It's like a drug addict that can't quit shooting heroin.
Well, we were talking about it. This is a very challenging time we live in, and it's to test our metal, to see what we're made of. What are we made of?
Yeah, and we urge everyone, go to RBN Live, listen to today's show. We're real proud of not only being on there, honored to be on it, but also Frank's job and the callers and everything.
It was such a fantastic 2 hours of discussion.
Yeah, so go take a look at that. We're going to be back tomorrow. on the second of the third, the three radio versions of Wing TV that we're going to do this week. And we think it's working out pretty well now. It's not bogging our site down as much. So let us know what you think and support those people on the Radio A-List. Call up their network managers or email them and just say, hey, we like what Frank Whalen are on and on.
Above
we like what they're doing.
Use your discernment and enjoy your life.
That's right. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep your eyes open because there is a lot going on.
See you then.